Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassa, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I am wearing my, is this peach or salmon? I'm not sure what it is. It's not orange and it's certainly not pink. My Costas Timonium shirt with the crab on there. I'm getting ready to kind of eat my face off. I mean, I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, this is going to be an interesting August. We'll see. I'm going to weigh myself at midnight on the 31st. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll have Pressure Luck. It is our 27th anniversary, which I like having the Lucky Seven because it's our 27th anniversary, not our 26th anniversary. And I'll be enjoying my 27 favorite things to eat. I actually had a little switcheroo at like number 24. My conscience wouldn't allow me to let my favorite Mexican American place not be a part of the countdown. So I'm going to do that. Luke Jones is here. He is my favorite Pennsylvanian. Well, sort of. You are a Pennsylvanian. I don't think of you sort of like that, but you're doing double duty here last 10 days. You've been out in the heat and the humility and the humidity. And the it's likely that Isaiah likely will not be in Buffalo on September the 7th. But we got this trade thing going on. It's hour to hour, moment to moment. As you and I are taping this, the sun is coming up over the harbor, and Kittredge is gone. Urias is gone. By sundown, by the time this thing's stale and people are laughing at us, and probably got three more WNST texts brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. The people were expecting to get traded, haven't been traded yet. But that'll happen by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and that's what's kind of interesting about this trade deadline at this point. I mean, we go all the way back to a couple weeks ago when the Orioles dealt Brian Baker. We've talked about that. I'm not going to rehash that too much, but the point was there was club control there. In the case of Andrew Kittredge, who was dealt, or nothing has been announced as you and I are talking in real time, but the overnight going into Thursday, dealt to the Cubs. Which the Orioles are in Chicago playing at Wrigley Field over the weekend. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic. But he had a club option for next year. They've already gutted their bullpen. You and I really haven't even had a chance to talk about the most recent update on Felix Bautista, which is not encouraging with swelling and inflammation in his shoulder that they're not even putting out a diagnosis yet, which that doesn't sound good. Not saying it's the worst case scenario, but it's not the best.
It's been a bad week between Isaiah Likely and this. You know what I mean? Like, just in general, for injuries, since the last time you and I talked, it's like, bad news and all quarters. But as their value has devalued and players have been hurt or ineffective, I mean, Charlie Morton feels like he's coming on. Even Cedric Mullins, for sure, flashes a little flashy flash against Toronto, and they're scoring runs and they're hitting the ball. And some people were on Tuesday after the sweep were like, maybe they'll be buyers. And you know what? Maybe they will be. Maybe by sunset today, they'll have a starting pitcher for next year in some way because they deal off Colton Cowser, dare I say, or something like that, because it feels like they've had plenty of time to do nothing but evaluate this, right? I mean, this is Elias over the last 8 weeks where everybody wants his ass and wants him fired, right? The Baker thing was about getting that pick. It was about, can we fleece anybody and get a sandwich pick for any of these guys? Can we get something young for any of these guys? And they did. And they pulled the trigger on to, we both said, hey, there's a guy that's not going to be in their bullpen next year, right? And now they're doing that sort of, like, so I don't know that there's a book on this, but the book would be Mike Elias doesn't have feelings. And I don't even mean like in regard to Trey Mancini. I mean in regard to 12 years ago in Houston, where pieces get moved, or say he's been around this a long time. Like he's not as married to Colton Cowser as you and I and Oriole Hangout is, or whomever, or even Adley Rutschman or any of these people, that he's looking at pitching for next year and starting pitching for next year. And by sundown, you and I are going to have our scorecards out like it's draft day a little bit. Like who's going to spring training next year? What does the team look like? How much money are we going to need to spend? These are the questions I have by the end of the day today. And that's sort of what I'm evaluating him on, is the totality of the strategy.
And that's fine. And I don't disagree with any of that. I mean, I think what we're seeing is a far cry to this point from suggesting trading Colton Cowser or what, anyone else from their young core.
Of that ilk, of that ilk, right.
I mean, everyone that's been traded has either been someone that's on an expiring deal, which we've expected all along, right? The idea that they were going to trade Sir Anthony Dominguez, the idea that they were going to trade Gregory Soto, the idea that they would deal any of the other names we've talked about that, as you and I talk right now, haven't been dealt yet, but we fully expect by the end of business, by 6 p.m. on Thursday night, they'll be gone because we've talked about Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn and Charlie Morton, and we'll see about Eflin, we'll see about Sagano. Money's a part of that because those guys are making a pretty penny
Hey,
and
dude,
haven't
this
been
time
great.
last week, Jim Bowden's on the MLB saying, hey, people are calling about Batista, right? Like, that's out in the water that people were calling about him. Maybe put out by Elias to create. I mean, that's the way this game works is, inflate the value of your guys. Why, inflate the value of how Cedric Mullins is coming on and can really help you in a pennant race. That's all you have at this point when you're in last place. And they are hitting the ball better this week. Do you want to be nice? I mean, apparently
Yeah.
I'm a jerk, and because they're in last place. But I mean, when they do good things, score 18 runs on Saturday, make everybody's head turn. It's just maybe it's a flash for what they can be next year, but it's a little bit more of what wasn't this year, sort of maybe.
Yeah. Well, and I would also say they're gonna have to score runs like that to win games the rest of the year. I mean, who's in their bullpen?
Guys I've never heard of every night.
Yennier Cano, who we saw Wednesday, what that has looked like for, and obviously that was an extreme example, but he hasn't been very good this year. I mean, he even spent a brief stint in Norfolk in late June, so we know about that. And Keegan Aiken, beyond that, I'm shrugging my shoulders literally on camera right now because who is going to be in their bullpen next year? And look, I'm not suggesting that there was any reason to be attached to the members of this bullpen,
Well, I mean, these
but
are guys, you say Soto and Dominguez, they weren't on the team a year ago today. They got here a year ago today,
correct.
right?
But
So, and then Kittredge is another guy that, like, yeah, it was bad money. We're on. I mean, not Kimbrel bad money, but bad money, we're on, So, I mean, I don't know where the top down with the money is coming from or where their revenue streams are or are not. And they're sending out season ticket books here this week as a last place team. They don't have all-star game in their pocket. They don't have playoff tickets for sale right now. I'll get into their business a little bit more in August when I get out on the road and bring my Marty Conways and, my deep thinkers. Amari Brown's coming on this week because Oakland's playing it next week. And so I'm bringing people in, and we'll get to Ryan Sandberg too because that went on this week too as we're going to Chicago. We'll be hearing about that. But, I mean, there's plenty of baseball stuff, but for this organization, this is a picking apart of sort of the carcass of a last place team. You know what I mean? And I went back to like, well, first off, I had Fred Lynn on. He was part of dealings and Chris Hoyles and Mike Boddicker and Brady Anderson and Curt Schilling and like all that stuff that happened when they busted it up 35 years ago to say, what are the pieces they're getting that are going to germinate to become Cade Povich or Yennier Cano or contributors, right? Just contributors. Where are they going to get these guys? I don't know, but it feels to me like as much as Elias's last press conference, which happened in dugouts, wherever he feels like Melanie Newman sitting close enough to him so he doesn't get tough questions, that he says they're not blowing it up. I mean, they have four or five core ball players. Five if you get if I'll give you Cowser, six if you give me Mayo, and Bisaio and whoever else is there. I don't even they have no core pitchers. Dean Kramer, I guess. I mean, I guess he's a core pitcher. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's really set them up to have a spectacular offseason in some way to make anybody believe that they can pitch past day three in April of next year, like literally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue with that last point whatsoever. I mean, that's why I am a little bit surprised to see them deal off Kittredge. Not that Kittredge, I mean, he missed the first 2 months of the season, had a knee injury, right? I mean, that's not something that you anticipate. That's not, oh, this guy has a, a bad shoulder, bad elbow, in the way that you think you pick up damaged goods, right? I mean, so it wasn't exactly like that, but that said, his numbers are right in line with what his career numbers are in terms of his ERA, in terms of strikeouts per 9 innings. Because so I thought, when you look at the state of the bullpen, and now, I mean, what is going on with Felix Batista? And I'm not talking about pitching the rest of this year. I don't care about that as much. Is he going to be okay for next year? Or is this a case where we're now talking about some kind of long-term shoulder issue where you're wondering if he's available next year? So you're looking at this in terms of the totality of the bullpen has just been blown up. And now the guy that you thought was going to be the anchor for that, who had a really good year this year. I mean, it's not like Felix Batista has been bad this year, but now he has a shoulder issue on top of coming back from Tommy John 2 years ago. So what does their bullpen look like? Who is going to be in their bullpen? Okay, Keegan Aiken. I assume Yennier Cano, but like I said, I mean, it's not like Cano's having a great year. After that, I literally don't know. I mean, there are names that we're going to see here over the next 2 months. Corbin Martin got a save the other night, right? He's got a good arm. We're going to see a bunch of names that you've never heard of before, including
Oh, it's
some
going to be
guys.
like the 2019 Orioles all over again
I
from a
mean,
bullpen perspective, for sure. And from a starting perspective, if by sundown, Eflin and Morton are gone, maybe even Sagano, right? Like, I don't know who's going to be pitching this weekend in Chicago.
See, okay, in Chicago, sure, but even the starting pitching, you can see at least, and I'm going to work under the assumption right now they're not going to trade all three of those starters. I'm thinking it's going to be definitely one, maybe two. I'd be a little surprised for three, because I just don't know if there's going to be that much of an appetite for where Zach Eflin is ERA wise with the money that's still owed to him for the rest of the year, and the same with Sagano, right? I mean, if you're a contender and you're acquiring Tomoyuki Sagano to do what? Be your fifth starter and not be on your postseason roster? I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying I'm not completely sold and convinced that they're going to be dealing three starting pitchers on the last day before the trade deadline. But even with that acknowledgement, or even the possibility, Cade Povich is going to be back soon, right? Kyle Bradish has made two minor league starts at this point, so his return is not that far off. Tyler Wells has begun his rehab assignment, so you at least have at least a few recognizable names down the pike that you can look at from a starter standpoint. But I mean, Elvin Rodriguez is in their bullpen right now. Houston Roth is in their bullpen right now.
Houston Roth is
Cade.
replaced Sir Anthony Dominguez is the best name on the roster. And that's
Yeah.
a good roster when you got Gunners and Jacksons and Adleys. You got things going on. Holton. I mean, these are great names.
Cade Stroud, Grant Wolferman, we've seen those guys a little bit here over the last month or so. Corbin Martin, I already mentioned.
I've seen enough of those
So,
cats to look and say, are they part of a 100-win ball club next year? I don't know. I don't know, man.
I
And
mean,
what would that role be?
the entire group, no, of course not. But over these next 2 months, do one or two of those guys emerge, and suddenly they're the next, I mean, I don't want to say Felix Batista, that's an extreme example, but CNL Perez 3 or 4 years ago came out of nowhere to be a really useful part of their bullpen for a couple years. Danny Coulom was a waiver claim. I mean, so like there are different ways to build a bullpen, but when you just look at it being gutted to the degree that it has been, and specifically when you look at the case of Baker, who had years of club control left, and Kittredge, who had a team option for next year, that's where you look at this thing and say, are you really going to be able to rebuild an entire bullpen in one offseason?
They might have just said those guys aren't good fits here in whatever way. In whatever way that is, they identified, Mike Elias identified those guys. And this is what I said the day he dealt Baker, is that I'm
Yeah.
saying
It's just a
he
lot you have
feels
to
like
do.
he's in control and he doesn't want to, he's not going to war with these guys anymore and keeping his job and worried about his job and worried about the team next year. It feels to me like he's got carte blanche to make He is still, it's his canvas for Mr. Rubenstein, right? And part of whatever his canvas is, it's using Mr. Rubenstein's money. And I don't know that he's got draft collateral in the offseason, or to your point, when I say Colton Cowser and everybody's stones get tight about dealing guys that are ours for other R's. Not R's like right-handed, R's as in arrive, big leaguers for big leaguers. You take my young outfielder, I take your young Dean Kramer, and I get another Dean Kramer. And I can live better with another Dean Kramer than I can with another Colton Cowser. Like, literally, pitching's so important. All their arms are falling off. I don't know what Rodriguez is. The Bradish thing, there you go. I mean, it's got Bradish's name into this segment. He'll be the pitcher soon, I guess, at some point. You'll start to say by September 10th, is he good enough? Is he not good enough to be thinking about him pitching opening day next year, or where they're going to go steal their next Corbin Burns and what they'll have to deal to get that? I mean, it's going to
It's
have to be a hell of an off season around here, Luke Jones.
yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, and again, let me be clear, when I'm talking about the bullpen here, this is not me being attached to these guys. It's the reality of how lengthy the grocery list is, right? I mean, you're looking at needing four, five, six, seven relievers, maybe. I mean,
And you have
and
nothing in your system. Count on
see,
Aiken. Count on
I
Aiken. If you
just,
like Batista, that's
oh,
fine
you
in
mean,
that way,
right.
but
I mean, I wouldn't say nothing. I mean, but there's just a lot of unknown, right? I mean, Chase McDermott is a guy that maybe pivots to a bullpen role, right? I mean, failed starters.
Dude, this is where you and I can, because the next 8 weeks we're going to find out if they have nothing. They're going to have to go
Sure.
pitch every night.
Well, and I think,
I mean, and pitch a lot, because they're not going to have Eflin or one of these guys, Morton, giving them 5 or 6 innings every fifth day.
yeah, I mean the and. It's going to be finding out a lot. I mean, it is. I mean, this is going to be a 2-month evaluation. We've talked about that on the position player side too. We're going to see Bisayo at some point. I want to see Dylan Beavers, especially. I mean, you want to trade Colton Cowser. My question to that over and over is, okay, who's in your outfield next year? I mean,
I'm
because
not even like the Colton Cowser thing.
I
I have
no, I
no, I'm just saying
no,
dealing a player who is an is or
I understand,
perceived as an is. That's all
and
it
I'm not.
is.
And look, I'm down on Colton Cowser right now too. But my point is, someone's got to be on this. You need 26 players on your roster next year. And the assumption is you're trying to contend. So that's where it is interesting to me to see them deal off, okay, Baker on July 10th. Baker going into spring training. We didn't know if he's even going to last, right? We didn't think he'd know if he was going to be on the opening day roster, let alone he was going to be around. He was out of options. So I wasn't, I was unmoved about that overall. I'm not the biggest Brian Baker guy in the world.
Well, and
But
Elias would look at that 37th pick and say that's gold.
yeah, it is. But yeah, 3 years from now, I
Which is
mean,
exactly why I think he's keeping his job.
I mean, well, the more so than that one, even. But the fact that you trade Ramon Arias, the fact that you're trading Kittredge, I mean, these were guys that you didn't have to do anything other than pay them money to be on your roster next year. And look, I'm not saying Ramon Arias and Andrew Kittredge were the end all be all to a contending club, but
They're going to
now.
miss Urias every time Holiday, Henderson, or Westberg has a hangnail, and you can look up how many times those three guys have actually been in the lineup together. The percentage this year, it's not good, and the fact that you would need a body to do that job and do it defensively as well as any of them. I was a little shocked in the overnight to wake up to that one, but that would also go back to 15 minutes ago, what I said. It could be a bombshell day in a lot of ways if he's, because it feels like the thing he said last week, which is we're not going to, we're not pulling out big parts of the team. Well, four of the 25 guys they came to opening day with are gone, and three more about to be gone. That's about 35% of the roster. And Batista can't pitch right now, so all of a sudden we are looking at the team, and whoever was on the flip card when O Canada was rolling out that day, you had a press pass and I didn't in Canada at Mark Shapiro's franchise, that whatever that was supposed to be that was going to win 92, 94, 96 games, it looks like we're going to keep Holiday, Henderson, Rutschman, and the rest of this is going to be blown up. None of these guys, I mean, Sagano's not going to be on the team next year on opening day, even if he makes it to Sunset today.
Yeah, so I mean, and look, there's always turnover, but yeah, I mean that's part of my point here. And again, it's not to be attached to these players. And look, Ramon Arias isn't as good as he was 3 years ago. Ramon Arias has a sub 700 OPS. I think Arias is someone who, and you know, we've seen this at a couple different points over the last couple years when he wasn't playing as regularly. Then, you know, is he the best fit as a utility guy then? I mean, he kind of only plays third base, right? You know, the bat hasn't been as consistent. Do they feel that there's someone at AAA that's ready to take that role at a fraction of the cost and is younger and maybe gives you more speed or whatever? I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to rationalize it because the player they got in return was a single A pitcher, Twine Palmer, who was a 19th round pick last year. He's 20. His numbers are okay, but he's not like he's not even in the Astros top 30 prospects. Now, the Orioles might look at him and say, "Oh, we love that guy. We wanted to draft him. They drafted him in the 19th round. He was the highest player on our board at that point. Let's get him. We'll save a couple million dollars for Ramon Arias. We're going to need to go towards a bullpen arm or something like that." I don't know, but that one was a little surprising to me because I thought, okay. And I've talked about this. I've talked about Arias. I've talked about Laureano. I've even talked to you know, as much as we've used Colton Cowser as our bit, I've talked about trading a member of the young core, more so thinking about it in the winter, right? But in the case of Arias, it's like you moved him with a year of club control left, and the return doesn't sound particularly great. So that's where I just kind of look at it. And I'm like,
By the way, you just
okay.
mentioned something that we have not talked about here since we put Peter in the ground. Money. So, right, you're like, hey, it saved him a couple of bucks on pitching. Yeah, okay. I mean, I know one thing about pitching in the offseason, it ain't gonna be cheap. Whether you give it up or you don't give it up, or you're gonna buy it out in the open market. We have the whole cloud of the work stoppage, sitting over top of all of this, as even as to whether a guy like Joe Madden would want to take a job, whether people want to be involved in this next year, in the mess that all of this is going to be. But money and where the Orioles need to be as a financial investor for Mr. Rubenstein and his investors, because I'm sure he was promising this and that. The last place team, they don't have an all-star game yet, right? They're ripping the press box apart and talking about, what they're going to do in left field and center field and stanchions, and they're out selling this and selling that. And the team's not very good. And I'll throw this at you and just say this. However you feel about Urias, Kittredge, Baker, who else have we got rid of? I'm missing one.
Well, those are the three that you had under control for next year if you wanted to. The other, Dominguez.
By the end of it, Soto, by the end of the day, there'll be a couple more. I'll throw them all in.
Right.
And a couple of those guys are making real money, the relief, the Soto and Dominguez.
Sure.
So I'll just say.
Although I'll point out, they actually threw some money in with Dominguez to get a better prospect. I mean, it was Cash and Dominguez, and they got Warren Watts Brown, who actually is a pretty nice pitching prospect. I mean, he's 23. He's not. He's at kind of double A right now. So we'll see. I mean, maybe second half of next year or something like that. But that there was a case where they actually threw some money in with Dominguez to sweeten the return a little bit. So maybe that's where you kind of have the push pull of they did that. And then, they sell off Ramon Arias thinking, well, we might have traded him in the offseason anyway and whatever. But
These are really wealthy people that bought this team, and they've played the money bags role, and that's why I call them that. And they've behaved with an arrogance that's just beyond the Dundalk or, Highland Town and me. Like, so I just, I've been uptown, I've been downtown, I've been around. I don't get it. So I have no idea how unorthodox they're going to be with their money, with going all in, which is just a couple hundred million bucks to these guys. Apparently, they like to let you believe that, just like the guy running the country just has enough money to do it, like, and it's swimming in debt. This thing was a big nut, Luke. $1.8 billion's a big nut for a bunch of big nutted guys, and they all like ROI, and they all like feeling good about themselves. They all like being winners, winners. I'm a winner. And when they finish in last place and they're getting their ass kicked and they're losing, and Katie Griggs comes in here and she doesn't know, a donut from a bagel, And she's going to come in here and run the place, and the bean counters come in, and all the new people come in, and Elias tells them they have gold, and they're in last place. Everybody's pissed off about pretty much all of it. They look at me and call me Nasty Nestor, and I'm Baltimore negative, and I'm all of that. You're in last place. You're dealing off everything. Your general manager hides. You sell tickets on bobbleheads. You treat Jim Palmer poorly. I don't know from a money perspective, with labor, strike, lockout pending, revenue down, money bags up, egos in hiding. Starting pitching really expensive, even if you buy it, if you bought Corbin Burns, he's hurt. So you can't even go into the boardroom and explain to Mr. Rubenstein how I bought Bono, but he can't sing this week. Well, what good is he to me? And these people know nothing. That guy that whistled the national anthem the other day, that's a guy that intimidated me 16 months ago. He knows nothing about baseball. None of them do, except Elias. And he knows a lot about baseball. I respect Elias, but he's going to be given the ship here in the off season. And I'm guessing that he's told them we're going to go buy pitching, right? I mean, what else can he tell them? We're going to go buy pitching with your money, or the money I'm saving on Urias here that I'm cobbling together like a squirrel foraging. But this is the way he ran the thing for Angelos anyway, on the cheap. So running it on the cheap and feeding the fans hamburger because they don't know the difference between that and filet mignon is just sort of okay. But this is a really weird time for this franchise, dude, over the last 15 months, to watch this go from me sitting here saying it's the greatest thing I've ever seen to them having a piss poor sell-off at the deadline right now, to Batista not being available, Rodriguez isn't available, Henderson looks okay, Holiday looks like he's coming on, but he's a kid, Rutschman looks spent, Westberg looks like he's injury prone, Couser, I'm not a Couser guy. I like the cow and all that and Chick-fil-A. Selling some peach milkshakes. But that's my soliloquy before they go trading off whatever they're going to. They're still going to wake up and be a last place team this weekend in Chicago, and they're still not going to have much. And I'm trying to figure out what builds enthusiasm, for this thing. Because I don't. This promise that they're going to go off in the off season and buy pitching and do all of that, that's a really empty promise, and that's one that's hard to fulfill if you don't come back with Paul Skeens for Jackson Holiday or something. I don't even, I'm making that up, but I don't know how you pitch that to smart guys like you, washed up guys like me, or any level of the Oriole fan base beyond people that want bobbleheads.
Yeah, I mean, I that's why I said, when you're now also dealing off a couple guys who were under club control, it just adds to the grocery list. I mean, they have a heck of a shopping list right now. And when I say a shopping list, that doesn't mean just signing free agents. There are trades, there are waiver claims, there are minor league signings that pop, like Albert Suarez 2 winters ago, right? I mean, you're doing all those things, but it's a lot you have to do right now. I mean, when
Yeah,
I
30
sit.
other teams are trying to find a
Sure.
fifth starter guy to hang on, and we can make a role for you here, right? I mean,
And let me be clear, some of the pitching that they have acquired already, in these deals are not necessarily, I mean, they're not top 100 prospects. As I've said, temper your expectations. I mean, you don't see top 100 prospects around the game, generally speaking, dealt very often at the trade deadline anymore. Go back and look at the last 3 or 4 deadlines. You don't see those top tier prospects dealt. They
nobody's
just
stealing
aren't.
Jet Bagwell today,
They
right?
just, I mean, it's
Literally.
really don't expect to see something along those lines where it's like premier prospects that you know around the game, right? I mean, someone else is Jackson Holiday. You typically aren't seeing guys like that dealt around baseball. Someone else is Samuel Basayo,
Well, this
but.
would be one of those things where it'd be like, we dealt Basayo for Scooble today, right? Or, something that doesn't happen in modern
You
baseball
just don't see
anymore.
that, right? I mean, you
Yeah.
just don't. So, especially at the trade deadline. Now, the winter, we could talk about that a little bit more, but you just don't see that. So, but some of the pitching that they have acquired, and it's not as though I've disliked the trades, all the trades they've made. I think the Urias return felt light. Maybe they love Twine Palmer. I mean, maybe they think, oh my gosh, this guy is, we think he's going to pop. And he's made, and you know, again, he's been good at single A. I just, you look at
They
his
were right on
profile.
Cano 2 years ago today.
Sure, no question. So I'm not going to sit here and, but some of these pitchers that they've acquired, keep in mind, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to keep them and draft them and develop them, and they're going to be pitching for the Orioles 2, 3, 4 years from now. Those might be guys that they flip in another trade this winter to go get a starting pitcher. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to get Tarek Skubal, you know, a pitcher of that ilk for that, but you might be able to get a number four starter or a number three starter. You know, so I mean, there's they need a lot, right? I mean, there is a lot of volume that they need to add this winter in addition to quality. There is a lot of quantity right now because, again, their opening day bullpen. I have it the list right here, and Kittredge was on the IL, so you know, but we'll throw him in there. Kittredge gone, Felix Bautista on the IL. Who knows when he's going to pitch again? Sir Anthony Dominguez traded. Brian Baker traded. Gregory Soto traded. Keegan Aiken. Keegan Aiken might be their closer now. Who knows? Cionel Perez DFA'd. He's at Norfolk right now. I think there was a quick twitch reaction to say, oh well, we'll see. We'll see Cionel Perez back. Go look at his numbers at Norfolk. He's been awful. I mean, he might be closer to just being outright released rather than being summoned to Baltimore. But we'll see. Maybe we'll see Cionel Perez back here in the next couple weeks. Yennier Cano gave up 5 runs on Wednesday, right? Not having his best year. Certainly a far cry from where he was 2 years ago as an all-star. Doesn't mean he can't figure it out, but. And then Albert Suarez has been on the IL since the first series of the season. So that's your opening day bullpen right there. And right now, I mean, it's a bunch of guys that even a diehard, invested, still watching the Orioles every day kind of fan, you put a gun to their head, they probably can't name the 8 guys that are in their bullpen at the moment. And that's obviously doing a little projecting here when all these moves become finalized. So. Man, that's a lot. And that's not to say you won't, you know, it's not to say by 2 months from now, we might be talking about Corbin Martin in a different way and saying, hey, I'm not going to make him my closer next year, but if he's the seventh guy in my bullpen, I can live with that, I think. You know, if you can come away with a couple, 2 guys, maybe three, if things go really well, that you can go into the winter and say, all right, I'm not just going to hand him a job in spring training, but he's got good stuff. He pitched pretty well the final 2 months of the season. We even threw him in there in high leverage a little bit, and he handled that okay. If you can find a couple guys out of this group that we're going to see, and keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of roster churn too, because these guys that they're calling up are all going to have minor league options. So you're going to be seeing the Norfolk train fired up to a degree that we haven't seen in quite a while. But that said, that doesn't mean the results are going to be pretty. It doesn't mean that this team's not going to be in a position where, unless they're scoring 7 or 8 runs on a given night, they might have a tough time winning. Not might, they will have a tough time winning if they're not scoring runs in bunches. So, yeah, I mean, it was great to see that. They took 3 out of 4 from the Blue Jays. Fun. A nod to Cedric Mullins. Whatever happens here, assuming he's going to be traded, a great final week for him as an Oriole. That was cool to see. Ryan O'Hearn hits a home run on Wednesday. That was cool to see. I'm not, you trade those guys because, hey, if you love them so much and they love it here, go sign them in the winter. They did it with Mike Bordick, what, 25 years ago. That's not
Surhoff
impossible to
came
do.
back. Yep.
Yeah. So, and so I'm not sentimental to the point where I'm not trading those guys, but was good to see Cedric Mullins make a couple highlight catches, hit a couple home runs. Good for him. I want to see him go to a contender. I want to see him play in the postseason. And I hope when the organization, whether we're talking about players, coaches, or the front office, see some of these guys playing in the postseason, I hope it serves as motivation that, hey, what the heck happened this past year? And a lot of soul searching is done because there's been failures all over the place, right? It's not all Mike Elias's fault, although certainly it's a big part of his fault. It wasn't all Brandon Hyde's fault. It's not all Tony Mancelino and the current coaching staff's fault. It's not all the players' fault. It's not all the scouts' fault, but they all take fault. They all take blame. There are problems all over the place that have occurred this year that have contributed to it, including bad injury luck and all that as well. So, but man, what a daunting offseason ahead. I mean, Mike Elias or some, hypothetical replacement in some fans' wildest dreams at this point in time. There's a path to being better next year and to contending next year, but that grocery list is really, really long when you're talking about an entire bullpen and I don't know, even on the kind side, two starters, three starters. I mean, that's even if you're sold on Bradish and Kramer and, a couple other guys, Cade Povich and Tyler Wells. We'll see about him. Tyler Wells is a guy I could see in their bullpen next year until we see him pitch in the majors again, before the year's out, completely spitballing there. So, man, it's a lot. And now when you're talking about having dealt off a couple guys that you could have had next year just by exercising an option or, paying someone an arbitration, it does lead you to wonder, okay, what is next? How significant, how dramatic is this revamp, reload, rebuild, whatever you want to call it? Because we all know this has been not nearly good enough in 2025. And it's why they're in last place. And it's why they're selling off guys right now rather than you and I talking about them acquiring an ace or acquiring another bat or another reliever to help them for a pennant race that they're not in right now.
But not cleaning house, but in search of starting pitching help for next year. We'll see. Luke Jones can be found out at Baltimore Luke. He can be found out sweating out on the backfields, at least until the weekend when the weather gets a little better here. He'll have full Ravens reports, the injury to Isaiah Likely, all up at Baltimore Positive. We've been talking about that as well as a whole bunch of sound. If you put the radio on at AM 1570 and hear voices, it's probably somebody in Owings Mills at a press conference around here this time of this week. Any breaking news that happens, trades, all that stuff brought to you by our friends at Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. Get yourself on the WNST Baltimore Positive Text Service. You'll be glad you did. You'll get it first. I am Nestor. He's Luke. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.